Mike, what's up? You're here. You're live.
And we're live in Logan's bedroom.
Oh, man. It's importance of context.
That's the importance that's of context. Key.
So, for those that don't know, Mike is down here in Pensacola with me. If you listened to the last episode, we tried to do a phone interview.
Oof.
That's probably the way it's going to be most of the time, but he just happens to be here right now. So, yeah. He's been down here this Labor Day, so.
Just want to thank Logan for letting me stay at his humble abode.
Oh, yeah,
it's been awesome.
The humble room that we...
Well, hey, saved me a lot of money, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's what matters.
Next time, you know, you're going to have to use my other car instead of renting a car.
Yeah, so the story is, if you're under 24, probably don't rent a car, just because it literally cost me more each day because I'm underage than it did for the car. It's just, it was a little rough.
That's age discrimination. You should file a lawsuit, for sure.
100%.
So Mike's here. His brother just came to school here.
Yeah. My sister lives in the area, so kind of just going down and seeing everyone. We went to the good old, what are they called, Springs?
Ponce de Leon.
So I just don't want to, I'm not doing recs or non-recs right now, but like, don't go to the quote-unquote largest waterfall in Florida. It's a little rough.
Yeah, you know how the whole elevation and gravity thing works? And we don't have, you know, different heights in Florida. It's just one height, flat. You know? So that's, yeah.
I mean, I could go to the top of a building and just, like, hook up a garden hose and then just let water fall from the top of the building for long enough. They probably think it's a waterfall, and that'd be a bigger waterfall than this waterfall.
I think, yeah, from the pictures I saw, I think that would be more spectacular. You just put a water hose on top of Rice Tower.
Yeah.
You
know? Do we have an Instagram for this podcast? I could put some videos up on my Instagram.
We should do that. We should do a Everything Is Taken.
Yeah.
Instagram.
Yeah, I could put some videos up. It's a little rough. So, but then we went to these springs, natural springs in Florida, which I'm not gonna lie, it's pretty cold. But like when you're with a bunch of people that you know you just love hanging, you're just hanging out with, and you're like, you know, everyone else is jumping in. Well, of course you're going to jump in, so it was awesome. Yeah. I feel bad Logan was able to make it, but...
You know, that school life, work life, you know, house flipping life. Literally,
flipping life.
All three of my full-time jobs are involved today.
I don't know how you do it, Logan.
I don't do it. That's the problem. No, I'm just kidding. No, I barely. I'm hanging on by the skin of my teeth.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you're able to cut some time. That was good to hang out.
Yeah, so. I was able to, you know, get some stuff done today and also... Yeah. Get some Krispy Kreme tonight.
Oh, that's great. That Krispy Kreme is so good.
But yeah, we just wanted to jump back on here while Mike was here, get one here. And
absolutely.
We've been meaning to do this for a few nights, you know.
Last night I was just like, nope, don't want to do it.
We weren't going to do it tonight either. It's late. It's no. Pretty late for us.
It's not even that late. What time is it?
11:45.
I mean, it's only 11:45, but it's like...
That's like 2 hours past my bedtime.
Really?
Yeah.
Man. See, sure. I don't go to bed till like at least 12 every night.
Oh man.
Anyway.
So we're here. So what is the purpose for this podcast? Michael, why are we doing this? What do you think? I want to know your opinion, your thoughts.
I mean, I think the reason why we're doing this podcast is twofold. It's like to kind of have a voice. Like, I think it's always good to have a voice in just out there that if people want to listen to and to try to influence people to
do the right thing, you know?
Yeah, to do the right thing. And to, like, I think it's good for voices to be out there that can, at least people can listen to and to, you know, discern different topics and just have more information on. And then also, I think it's good for me and Logan because even though, like, we weren't super close friends in college, like, I feel like we really connected lately. And we just have a lot of the same common interests, but also, like, very different ways of looking at things.
This is true.
Like, we're both engineers, but, like, Logan's from Tennessee and I'm from Jersey. And, you know, we're just two different backgrounds. And I think it's a good way of...
That's the way that, you know, we disagree on a lot. It means we should start a podcast, right?
Yeah, exactly.
We can argue for both of our moms to hear, you know? So the only people listen to this. I'm pretty sure that was a joke last time, and I think my mom probably hasn't even listened to it, you know? There's, like, five people that listened to the last one. No, there's more than that.
How many people did you send it to?
Send it to?
Yeah.
I posted it up on Facebook.
Okay, nice.
Yeah, yeah. Some people were like, oh, wow, you didn't talk about anything. Like, I just turned it off after 5 minutes. I was like, dang.
You can't look at the comments, Luke.
Can't let it develop or nothing, you know?
Logan, you can't let people discourage you. Anyway.
You know, hey, that's the way we're making another one. We're not letting it.
No, sir. Can't let it die. Us. Except last week was when we were supposed to record this, not this week.
Hey, we're still chugging along.
Absolutely.
It's only three jobs. I'm gonna have a podcast of three jobs. You know, we're going to talk about.
Wait. Before we move on, do you agree with like the purpose of the podcast?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I'm kind of pushing forward. Yeah. No, I think the purpose of the podcast is to keep record. Like, I think this will be really cool to listen to in 20 years when we don't know as much as we think we do right now.
Hmm.
When we're, you know, not ignorant millennials, I guess. I guess we'll always be ignorant millennials.
Basically.
But yeah, just to kind of log, you know, keep audio blog, and to kind of put stuff out there and kind of get feedback from people on ideas and produce content for put our thoughts out there, kind of assemble our thoughts, and kind of also hopefully in the future this kind of forces us to research topics. It hasn't yet. But the idea was to keep ourselves informed on certain topics. Yeah. Pick a topic, almost like you would write a paper in school. Pick a topic and do research on it, and then come on here and share, compare and contrast our ideas on the subject.
Next time.
You know. But yeah, the house is going well. I know this is a transition, but the house is going well.
We saw it tonight.
Yeah, Mike and some friends came and
saw. My initial thoughts are I love the openness of the front.
Yep.
A lot.
What's the positive, the best thing you saw and the worst thing you saw?
So the best thing I saw was the openness of the front. Love that. Like, I love how everything's open and stuff like that. The worst thing I saw was I think we're confused on like what we're doing with that back room.
Oh yeah.
With the hairs in his closet.
There's what used to be an office, which had an exterior window in this office, not for like, you know, retro, like, you know, eclectic style. Just we're too lazy to take out this exterior window, but we're going to add on to the back side of the house. So there's still a window in there. Well, we took that out, made that a doorway. And now this was, what was the office is kind of can now be an office or a nursery or a decent sized walk-in closet. That's the idea. So as long as you're okay with having windows in your closet, you can have a nice closet.
Yeah.
But it is what it is. It's an old house. It's had a lot of additions to it.
Hey, there's only so much you can do.
Yeah, no. It's been fun. It's been real. Hopefully it's over with pretty soon. I'd really love to be done with that house and have some money from it.
So. Be rid of it, yeah.
But speaking of being honest and blunt, that's me. I like to be honest and blunt. And we were going to kind of talk about speech and what the power of. It's kind of ironic, you know, but it's a big deal. I think a lot of people say things without thinking. I think a lot of people it's okay to kind of not even lie, but lead someone along here or say, take something out of context. I think it's a big issue is taking stuff out of context to kind of fit, to make people say what you want them to say. I was reading a little bit about different things like Donald Trump and other people have said that's been taken out of context, and you hear like, wow, okay, that sounds insane. Most of the time, I think that's the way we should be. When you hear something that sounds like that's just ridiculous, you should probably look for the context. You should probably try to see someone else's side.
Well, it's so easy too, because like to pull something out of context and to jump, like I think to me, I think it's super easy to pull something out of context and just to not necessarily just pull something out of context and put it out there and be like, hey, this is what this guy said. Like, isn't this ridiculous? But also, like, for the listener to kind of go back or just to watch that and be like, that's what the guy's saying. Like, come on. Like, and just give, like, a split judgment over everything so quick. And it's like, you know, we need to be careful as listeners to not only, when we see things, to kind of research the context a little, because speech is so important. But to also kind of try to gather what like they're trying to get across, you know.
I think what you're saying, you see those videos on Facebook, and it's like 5 second clips of somebody saying something that's ridiculous, but you don't know what happened before and what happened after, and you don't know what kind of question the reporter just asked them. You don't have any context. It's common in politics, but it can be done, you know.
Anywhere.
With someone, you can ruin someone's reputation fast by taking a text message that they sent you and and taking it out of context, or even someone's actions.
Yeah.
If you don't give the right context, it's almost like making up a lie about them. I mean, it really can be that bad if you don't understand what someone's talking about. I think. Well, I just read one quick that was Donald Trump was talking about. Like, they had said that he made a blanket statement that women are better at home and they shouldn't work. They shouldn't be in a professional environment. And they took it. I think they put it in a political ad and they ran with it. Wow. And I think he actually did say that, which is, you know, pretty shocking. Like, this is 2019, you know?
Yeah.
You know, maybe if you're... I'll hold my tongue there. But what was actually the full context was he was in an interview about his businesses and why... What happened with his... I think that was his ex-wife. It was one of his ex-wives that he put her in charge of one of his casinos, and he didn't like what it did to her. She said he didn't like that she was...
That's really interesting.
...being administrative, and she was... He said he saw her, you know, one time. She was yelling at someone on the phone, like, being an executive. And he just didn't... He was like, whoa, what has happened to her?
Wow. He's
like, it's kind of changed her mindset. He was like, she was so sweet. She was so nice. She was great. I love the way she was. And then I kind of put her to work for me, and it changed her. And he didn't. And that was what he was saying. And they try to make it sound like it was a blanket statement, like women just don't belong in the workplace. Like, you know.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, I think that's like a example of like a pretty modern one, like pretty one that's been coming up. But, you know, you can also, I think what is happening a lot of times now is people are going back and looking at what the forefathers of this country are even saying, and they're kind of diluting it and taking it out of context. And I think that's so dangerous too, because it's like, you know, no one's, I don't think Logan would disagree with me, but I don't think the forefathers were exactly perfect, like in any mm-hmm. capacity. But that doesn't mean, and you know, everyone says stuff that's stupid every now and then, but also just trying to, I don't think that they should be necessarily railroaded just because you found like a clip of them saying something like ridiculous, not a clip, but obviously like a writing or something in writings. And, you know, it goes both ways too. It's like, I think sometimes we see like a little sentence and we're like, oh, that's like good for our side. And we kind of, you know, whatever quote unquote side you're on, or whatever you're trying to make it say, and then you put it, you take it into that context. But, you know, really, if the context is something else, then you're not even doing due justice that you think maybe someone else is doing, you know, trading something.
Yeah, I'm gonna put some links and some good videos on social media. But it's what I was thinking was, the definition of out of context, I feel like, is memes. Sometimes when people post a meme, they kind of put information up and they don't. There is literally no context.
Unless you know SpongeBob.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of like they take a quote and they put up a picture and it could be anything. You know, there's no other information. It's kind of a lot of political points they're argued online on memes, and it's like there's no. You don't get the full thought of what someone means.
Yeah.
Or Twitter, you have how many, you know, it used to be 140. I think they changed it.
Yeah, I don't even
It's
know
double now. But how are, what, it's difficult to provide some context on that. You're going to.
But you can do like tweet threads now, I think.
Yeah, that's true. That, I don't know. I think,
but anyway, still.
I think that's true. But, you know, people post a link and they post a Twitter and no one reads the link. They just read what they wrote and take it out of context, you know.
Yeah. I mean, the whole point's there that everything we say has to be taken into context. And I think this is even above political stuff, right? So it's like, if you're just, you know, everyone has their own belief and like what they believe. And if you're believing something that you believe and you don't know how to back it up as far as the context base and like, because I think we've all had the situation where it's like, oh, this is how I feel about this. And then someone's like, well, actually, they're talking about that in this context. So how do you feel about it now? And it's like, oh, shoot.
Yeah. You can, context changes a lot. I think you're, it's a good point, but.
Yeah.
It's just important to, I think we were driving home context, but too, we were just going to talk about like little things have big implications when you're in speech. You know, you say things and the same words can mean two different things depending on the tone and how they're said. Mm. Not just context, but you can say one thing and mean it a total different way just by how you say it.
Yeah, like if you have a mom screaming at you like to clean your room, like that's totally different than just like someone saying, hey, can you go clean your room type thing.
Yeah, you could say the same thing.
That's why I hate texting in some ways. It's because texting, and emailing. This is why I feel like emailing is so out of date. It's because there's like literally no emotion behind emailing. Like I had someone send me an email one time. It was like just chewing me up and down. And I was like, I got really offended. I was like, shoot, like, man, I'm a terrible like person. And then like it came around that he was just joking around. Like the whole thing was like, I was like, how was I supposed to know that, you know? But anyway, like the texting, I feel like is the same way. It's like,
I don't know. It's a common place where there's a lot of, you can,
vague.
I've really gotten more upset at a text message I've gotten from several people than you ever get just talking to them face to face because you don't know their intent. People sound certain ways in a text message and you don't understand, you know, there's no tone of voice and there's no facial expressions to really give it context.
I had someone tell me one time, he says, if you can, you know, within reason, walk and talk to the person, like, that's way, like, just, it's better to spend time walking there or, like, going and meeting someone and talking to them in person, depending on how serious it is, obviously, than it is to literally just send them a quick text, if you can. Obviously, it's not always possible, but especially in a business scenario when there's so many things that are in play, and, like, people... I feel like I get emails constantly on a day-to-day basis. It's like, you know, this, and it's like, why can't you literally just, talk to me?
Yeah.
You know, like, I'll get an email from someone, and it's like, this is a pretty big deal. Can you just call me, or, like, can we talk about this? You know, let's have some back-and-forth dialogue. I even have one of the guys I work with that's been with the company for a while. He's like, why are we emailing about this? Like, this should be, like, a teleconference type thing. It's like, so...
it's good to do that. Well, I think we're gonna make this one shorter, but as promised, we're gonna have wrecks. I don't know if I have a diss wreck. I mean, it's pretty easy to diss wreck something, but we're gonna start with Michael's recommendation because I'm very curious to know what Michael's recommendation is this podcast. Not gonna say this week or this month. Tie us down to a date. Yeah. This cast.
Yeah.
Michael's recommendation is.
I mean, my recommendation is to. Go, and I think my recommendation last time was to go within like an hour and like go somewhere within an hour. My next recommendation is like go somewhere that you've been before, but like do different things. Like I've been to Pensacola forever, but I've never like gone to these pools. And like, basically just go somewhere that you've been before and just try to do something different. Like I've never been in the area. Like I've never done what I've done like really this weekend.
Yeah, and you've always been here with school, so it's kind of been tying you down. Yeah,
but I've done some of the same things. Like I went to the beach, but I've never, you know, I never went with these people. Like go with different people. Like I've never went with these people, and we went to these lakes, and like that's a huge. I just think, like literally, go to a place you've been before on purpose. That's like you know decently far away, and just look at for something different than you've ever done.
That's true.
Like, something
you have the good memories of. Being there before, but you have new memories that you made. Yeah, that's
like
so true.
Like when I've been here, we've been shooting before, but like we didn't even go shooting this time. It's like, which it was. I wish we could have went, but like,
I mean, it's always not a good time to go shooting, right?
Right now.
I know because I exactly what you're saying because there's a planning a trip to Pigeon Forge here in a few weeks.
Yeah,
with some different people and I've been there thousands of times. Almost it seems like
wow.
You know, we haven't recently we haven't done much different stuff. It's kind of been the same thing.
Try something different,
but,
you know?
But that's what I'm getting at. This is different, and there's always something different to do where you go. But
it's like when when I go to New York City, I always try to find something like... New York City is kind of like such cliche because there's always something new going on in New York City. But, you know, just... And different people, too. Like, it's not ever bad to try to... I don't know.
Yeah, you can get.
It's hard.
I was gonna say a rut, but that's not really good. You can get content and like with the same friend group, especially at this, our stage, this friend group, you know.
Yeah.
But I think it's good to be friendly to new people and to kind of, because that's how you grow. That's how you help other people out, is, you know, make new friends and see how you can.
Didn't want to go over to like that house last night and like go, because we went to like some sort of like youth gathering.
Yeah.
I was like, man, I don't want to do this. This is like a, like, I don't want to meet new people right now at all. And I'm so glad I went, because, like, you know, I met some awesome people. I saw someone I've
seen in a while.
I haven't seen in a while.
Yeah, that was good. That was a good time. So mine is totally different, you know. I have a totally different
good.
Rec.
Good.
This is, I just found this pin. This is a really weird recommendation, but laugh if you want, you know.
Hey, it won't be the first time somebody laughed at me instead of with me. I got this pin that's red, blue, black, and green.
Those are awesome.
Okay. Now, ha ha ha, Logan has a pin. Everybody's seen a pin. Like, that's the four colors. Okay. But I'm letting you know right now, if you're, especially anyone still in school, take notes with this pin. You make a color mean a certain thing, especially if you're technical classes like mine and Michael's were. You take notes with this pin. You take your notes in blue or black, or, you know, it can be back and forth. And you can make the colors mean certain things, and it clears your notes up so well. You see things, brings to your attention things that you never saw before. And then also at work, I use it for the same purpose. For when I'm marking up drawings, these colors mean certain things. You know, just add this piece of equipment into a drawing, or actually, this is a note that I want you to put on the sheet, or this is a note to tell you information about a change.
That's a good idea. I never thought about that.
It's kind of dorky and cheesy, but it's. I really use it a lot, and can't believe I didn't think of it before. I use it for a lot of different things to denote stuff, but especially those people out there that are still in school.
Yeah,
should start taking notes in different color.
I think that's a great idea. I never even thought of that. I've used it before, and I was like, well, this is a basically a waste of time, because I'm like, what am I going to use a green
color? Yeah.
Green color, but that's a great idea. I like that use. That's awesome.
I've seen like some of the best students in classes, like way smarter than me, and they put in way more effort. I hate to say they do. They'll come to this class with their box of colored pencils, and there's like 18 of them, and they use all of them in their notes, and each color. I mean, you can have a chart. You can have like a legend over here on the side, and this color is this, and this color is this. It saves you time.
Yeah.
In notes. I mean, just in a meeting. If you go to a meeting at work and you notes from us, we have design meetings, and you'll have different contractors or different firms do different, you know, marking a different color.
I'm following. Hey, I have a question though. Okay. So they have like pins now, and so
they have pins now, Michael. No way,
dude. I know we're in like the 15th century. We're almost there.
15th century. I think your century's a little off.
I don't know what century we're in. No, not that. I know we're in. Anyway, so what I'm trying to say is they have pins now, and it automatically uploads your notes to the cloud. Have you ever thought about using one of those or
cloud pins?
Sure.
No, uploads your notes to the, so like,
well, it has a string, and it's like just straight up.
Straight up, like, you know, Edison in the key, yep, you know?
Exactly.
It's like
connected to a kite.
2019 Edison in the key, but it's a pin.
Yeah.
Bad jokes. I haven't seen that. I've seen, like, you use this pin to a certain paper and it saves it, and you can download it on your computer, but I've never seen. This is a Wi-Fi capable pin you're telling me about.
Well, I'm pretty sure. I need to look it up. Next time I'll look this up. But it's a Wi-Fi pin, and like where you write, it like knows somehow what you're writing, and it automatically, it's like a Moleskine, I think, made it. And
smart, it automatically pin.
Uploads it to the internet.
So you don't even have to, you can just write on the back of, you know, your hand.
Yeah.
And it knows.
The only problem with that is I'm like a really picky pen person. Like really, really picky.
Picky pen person?
Yeah. Picky pen person and picky keyboard person. Like very, very picky about my keyboards for some reason. Don't know why.
Picky pen person sounds
picky
better.
Picky pen, yeah, but picky pen. Hey, hello, this is Michael Seitz, picky pen person.
Oh, that's how you're being introed on the podcast.
Yes, sir.
All right, disc rec, quick.
Disc rec, shoot. Okay, this is an easy one. So in Florida, there's this thing called a fall. Like, okay, in the world, there's these things called falls, and it's just water that goes over a cliff, right?
You already talked about this, you know that, right?
Did I really? Don't go there.
Don't go to the Florida Falls.
No, I think we talked about this before.
Yeah, you did at the beginning. You said.
Oh, really?
You said okay. Don't go. I went to these falls and they sucked.
Oh, yeah, they did suck. I'll tell you one thing. If you're going to go scuba diving, probably if you're going to go in a, like a pond and you're going to like, you know, go swimming or whatever, like cut your hair, because my hair is so long. And like I was like under the water and it was just like over my eyes. I couldn't see anything. I was so mad. I was like, oh, I can't do this.
Can't see.
Anyway.
That's another rec. You're supposed to be given a dis rec. You dis recommend long hair.
I dis recommend longer hair on the front. All right.
Well, it's like.
What is your dis rec, man? You can't just leave us. It's easy.
I dis rec. A lot of things. I dis recommend eating Krispy Kreme donuts this late at night.
Really?
This is a bad, bad move.
You feeling bad?
Yeah, I'm thinking we shouldn't have had, you know, a dozen Krispy Kreme donuts on the way. On the way back from the house.
But we got 2 dozen, so.
That's right. The nice lady at Krispy Kreme gave us a free dozen.
Yeah, she said we were being nice.
Michael was very polite. She was like, hey, boy, what you doing? And Michael said, we're having a great day, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. She hasn't been called yes, ma'am all day.
She's so impressed.
And Michael gave her, or she gave Michael a free dozen donuts because of it.
Well, it's crazy, too.
Bro, that's a great speech. It's powerful.
Yes.
Nice. This is a great
way to tie it in.
That's a great way closer, dude. I mean, it's so true, though. So true. That was the point. No, we did a terrible job illustrating it. Maybe we'll come back to it when we're more prepared. But
for sure.
But what your words have power. They have weight. People.
Yeah, for sure.
People value them. So.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's good to be. It's good to be nice to people and encourage them with your words.
Yeah, try to be nice and make it a dozen donuts. All right, and we're live out. Sam, we're live out to everything because that's my.